I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Thank you, everybody, very, very much to James and Fred. Let's see, 20, 32, 52... 17 is 69 years of combined advertisers there. Thank you very much. We are joined right now. Let me give you the phone number one more time because we have one open line at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. As I mentioned last hour, happy Father's Day if you are a father. I won't be wishing guys that because you never know. Maybe it's a guy who's never been married, and so I don't want to take those chances. I'm a timid kind of a guy. 800-288-WBAP 9227. We are here for the next 2 hours to answer your lawn and garden questions. And we are joined right now by Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And I know I'm safe on this one. Happy Father's Day, pal.
Well, thank you, and same to you.
You bet. Thank you very, very much. And a place that a lot of dads will be going tonight is to the Botanic Garden. Why would that be?
Well, it's a wonderful place to hear music. We have concerts in the garden every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night through July 4th, and tonight is no exception. The lawn opens at 6:30. The concert starts at 8:15. We have fireworks after every concert. Tonight's performance features the 1812 Overture and other symphonic masterpieces. Patrons may bring their own food and drinks, or they may purchase from vendors on site. Tickets can be purchased online or on site, either way. But we've got a great concert lined up tonight.
All right. And online, what is the website for that?
That is fwsymphony.org.
All right. Just double checking that one to make sure everybody has that. fwsymphony.org, as in Fort Worth Symphony. fwsymphony.org. All right. And while we're out at the Botanic Garden today and this evening, what are we going to see in color?
Well, we do have a bed on the concert lawn that we call the long bed because it is a long bed. And it's absolutely beautiful this time of year. This bed is a mixed border. We have perennials, shrubs, annuals. We have ornamental grasses in this bed. But right now, the hardy hibiscus are really showing color, good color. Most are about 5 feet tall, and therefore they look best toward the back of the border as we feature them in this bed. Mm-hmm. But they have large, showy flowers May through September. They are great for a tropical look around pools or in mixed borders. And we have three varieties in the long bed. One of them is Moy Grande, not Muy, but Moy Grande, named after Dr. Moy in San Antonio. But this one has huge flowers, 12-inch blooms that are rose pink. We have another variety called Flair that has fuchsia-colored flowers. These flowers are sterile, which means that it's almost constantly in bloom all summer. And then we have a native species called Texas Star. This has large red star-shaped flowers and then deeply lobed leaves. So people can see all three in the long bed. And also in that same bed, we have Rose of Sharon. This is in the same family as hibiscus. This Rose of Sharon, of course, is a deciduous shrub. Gets about 8 to 12 feet tall and 6 to 10 feet wide. It has hibiscus-like flowers, single or double, all summer long. And the varieties we have in the long bed are Helene, which has single white flowers with a red eye, Arden's Purple, which is a double flowering purple, and then Jean d'Arc, which has double white flowers.
Oh, they're beautiful. And those are cousins, hardy hibiscus and Rose of Sharon. So what is the most famous fiber plant out of that same plant family?
Cotton,
no kidding. Yes. And what is the most famous, not quite at that level, edible plant out of that family?
That's okra.
Okra, there you go. Kind of a diverse family, isn't it? You did well. Botany class is over, Steve. You passed your test.
And on the spot.
Yes, that's exactly right. No rehearsing on that one. All right, and those are all in the long bed, which is adjacent to the concert lawn, so you'll have a lot of color around you. Take a camera with you, folks. Steve, when you said hardy hibiscus, how hardy are those hibiscus, all of the ones you mentioned?
Well, they survive our winters, so that makes them hardy.
Every one that Steve mentioned is winter hardy way north of here. Not a problem. I mean, if you're hearing us in Oklahoma, not a problem with any of the hardy hibiscus or roses of Sharon Altheas. All right. How does somebody just flat out find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We're just north of I-30 on University Drive. across from Trinity Park.
All right, and that's just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30. It's just north of TCU by 2 or 3 miles on University Drive. So there you are. And online they find you at?
FWBG.org.
And the old-fashioned way for the 24-hour information line on the phone is?
That is 817-871-7686.
All right, and the Botanic Gardens website is fwbg.org, and the Symphony's website is fwsymphony.org to purchase those tickets. You need to go to that one. Steve Huddleston, thank you, my friend. Have a great day with your family.
Well, thank you.
Okay, talk to you next Sunday. That is sponsored by Treetown USA, and they introduced for 2012 Empire Live Oaks. And you say, really? What is an Empire Live Oak? Well, I'm about to tell you. I do want to tell you first, though, that Treetown USA is the nation's largest tree farm. They're located right here in the state of Texas. They use only select seedlings for these trees. They grow their trees to perfection, perfect tops, perfect root systems. They are selected for uniformity of look and for vigor and for beautiful habits. Average live oaks vary more from one tree to the next than almost any other tree species. Empire live oaks have uniform growth with great foliage and great branching and a good-looking, consistent appearance. Empire live oaks withstand damaging winds, ice, and snowstorms. They were selected to survive Texas tough conditions. For a top quality shade tree for your home or commercial landscape, you need to ask for Empire Live Oaks. You bet you can plant them right now. Your nurseryman can get them for you from Treetown USA. That's a big wholesale grower, but you need to ask for them by name, not just a live oak, an Empire Live Oak. Empire Live Oaks are available in 10-gallon and 45-gallon containers ready to plant from Alta Vista Nursery in Fort Worth, Puckett's Nursery in Allen, and Roland's Nursery in Waxahachie. For a superior shade tree for all Texas soils, ask for Empire Live Oaks, grown by Treetown USA. You can see photos and lots more information is available by going to TreetownUSA.com. That's TreetownUSA.com for Empire Live Oaks.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's NEILSPERRY. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. And let's go back to our phone lines. We have Charlotte and Lucas waiting. Charlotte, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
We're getting ready to do a garden. In fact, we've got it ready now. And got a list of vegetables from the Collin County Master Gardeners.
Good.
And what I need to know is, where can I find the seed?
Well, there are lots of sources. There are hundreds of sources.
Well, I was worried about the Collin County, you know, things that'll grow well here. I know I looked online, and there were places in Michigan and Maine.
Well, you're talking about Johnny Selected Seed in Albion, Michigan, and you Thompson Morgan in Jackson, New Jersey. Then
where's my best bet?
Burpee Seed Company in Warminster, Pennsylvania is good. Park Seed Company in Greenwood, South Carolina. Those are four that I buy from with good confidence, with no problem. A variety is a variety. If you get the variety that's recommended, doesn't matter where it's come from. In fact, the odds are that the seed was produced in Japan or in Costa Rica. The seed sources are not in those places. I will guarantee you that the seeds were not produced in those cities. In Collin County, since you asked specifically, the Collin County Farm Supply, that's just east of the square. What's that on Chestnut Street, I guess? It's the farm store there. Handles a lot of seed. I have bought beans there before, since you asked that. Some of my retail nurseries, for example, I know that North Haven Gardens has a wonderful selection of fresh vegetable seed and flower seed all the time. But again, they didn't grow a one of those seeds. Wilhite Seed in Texas is a Texas source. But again, W-I-L-H-I-T-E. And I don't remember their city. I'm embarrassed that I don't remember that. They are an advertiser in my magazine, but those are some of the sources, and there are plenty of others. It's not so much where you buy it; it's that you get the varieties that are recommended.
Okay.
Now I don't know what you're getting ready to plant right now, but you're really early for a lot of the fall vegetables.
That.
Okay, atta girl.
Preparing.
You're just prepared. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You're doing great. Thank you, Charlotte. All right, we will come back, and we're going to Brandon. To RL in Brandon by Hillsboro. So that will be right after we keep ourselves on time here. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. 26 years ago when we began our magazine, our commitment was to bring important, timely, and exciting information to the gardeners of Texas. It says on the cover of our magazine, each issue, the definitive word in Texas horticulture. And the reason that we do that is just to commit to ourselves and to our readers that we're writing specifically for the Lone Star State. Every word has always been written by an outstanding garden authority in the state of Texas. We only use Texas-based writers because they know the conditions that you and I face in our landscapes and gardens. Here is your special opportunity, but it expires today. It's the last day for this offer. Last chance, last call, 11 o'clock today. It's a 3-year subscription to our magazine for less than a 2-year price, than less than double the 2-year price. In fact, 1 year is normally $23.95. You're going to pay less than $15 per year when you get 3 years at $44.95. New or renewal subscriptions are honored, and satisfaction is totally and completely guaranteed, or I'll refund every penny. You cannot lose. Even if you've never seen our magazine, please give it a try. But you must call before 11 o'clock today. We have extra people at our office until 11 today. If it's busy when you call, please call back about 2 minutes later, because the phones do go nuts as we wrap up offers as good as this one. 3 years, just $44.95, new or renewal, satisfaction guaranteed. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. That's 1-800-752-GROW. First it rains, then it's dry. What's a gardener to do? What's a foundation owner to do for your home? Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and you call Advanced Foundation Repair. As dry soils gain moisture, they expand, putting enormous pressure on foundations, and then they dry and you see cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when you call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. Fight back with Ortho's 1-2 Punch. Use Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier to kill the insects inside and to keep the insects out. It protects against ants, roaches, and spiders for up to 12 months indoors on non-porous surfaces. That includes black widow and brown recluse spiders. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Pick up the new Ortho Home Defense Max bottle with a comfort wand, a revolutionary battery-powered applicator. It's the easy way to spray. There's no more trigger and no more pull and spray. Step two is to apply Ortho Bug Be Gone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply and fast-acting, and it'll take care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Right now, Home Depot has a bonus buy. Buy the new Home Defense Wand and get Ortho Home Defense Hornet and Wasp Aerosol Spray for $14.88 while supplies last. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max and Bug Be Gone Max from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Always read all product labels and follow their directions. It's Ortho Bug Be Gone Max and Home Defense Max, ortho.com.
Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a water feature to your garden? At Creative Water Gardens, the largest water gardening center in North Texas, you'll find more than an acre of ponds and aquatic plants. You can enjoy the sound of running water in your own backyard. Let Creative Water Gardens help you create your own private oasis. For more information, visit creativewatergardens.net or call 972-271-1411. Creative Water Gardens, 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
One of the wonderful opportunities I have each week is to tell you about Arborological Services. I had a guest as we did a special meeting on Thursday night at North Haven Gardens, Bill Seaman, one of the really fine certified arborists with Arborological Services, was my guest alongside me, and Bill is just the best it gets. That's all there is to it. They have more than 10 certified arborists on staff at Arborological Services, and these men and women are highly highly skilled, highly trained. They have many college degrees between them, plant pathology, horticulture, and forestry, multiples of each one of those. They know what they're doing, and all that they do is sit around and think about trees. Now, when they're out on sales calls and diagnostic calls with their clients, all they're working with is trees. They are the specialists, and that's why their work is so very special. Russell Peters, Steve Hauser, they're two Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas. Steve Hauser is the founder and owner of Arborological Services. This is the team to call. It's an incredible team. Their team has won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 20 out of the 30 years it's been held. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. Tarrant County, 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160 on Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts with no spaces. Arborological.com. It's Arborological Services. We're back to our phone lines. We go to RL in Brandon in Hill County. How can I help you?
Well, I got a problem with trees just falling over for same reason. Get a big windstorm, go out a big one down. It's a perfectly healthy looking tree. The leaves are green, bushy. Even after it falls over, if you don't get to it and cut it up, it'll lay on the ground green for a month or two.
All right. What kind of tree are we talking about?
Sycamore and elm.
All right. So you've lost more than one kind of tree that way then.
Yeah.
All right.
And
RL,
you can go out to the root system and just break off a piece, and it just crumbles in your hand like it's dry.
All right. Let me give you the best answer I can. I can't see your trees, so there's hardly any way for me to be precise. But my best guess would be because this is happening all across Texas, is the aftermath of last year's drought. Trees were decimated
This started like 5 years ago.
All right. Well, it is not an insect. It's not a disease, or the tree would go down in a different way. And unless you've had some kind of a series of unusual windbursts, RL, I don't have a clue. I don't know where to go. I got to have some other clue. A tree falling down, it just doesn't happen.
I've also noticed that same like around some of them around the very base where the bottom of the tree meets the dirt, that there's like a black, kind of looks like somebody threw up and it dried.
Yeah, that's probably a saprophytic fungus right on the ground at the area where I don't have a clue. I'm at wit's end and can't go any farther. I've got to have something more. This does not happen normally. You know that by driving around Texas. I've been in this business 45 years doing exactly what I'm doing right now. And this is the first call where trees just blew over without known wind, without known problems. And so there's something going on, and I'm going to stick with my answer. I have one thing I will amplify, but I'm going to stick with my answer, and that is that I think it is in some way drought related. We had probably 1998, 99, and 2000 were I think three of the 10 driest years of the 20th century. 2005 and 2006 were horrific years of drought, and then 2007 we had a lot of rain, and then we had the last 2 years of this horrible drought. We've had three extended droughts in 15 years.
Yeah.
I think the roots have been damaged by that. The thing I will add to my answer, and then I'm going to have to bail because I don't have a clue. You need an arborist on site. But the thing I will add to my answer is you may be in an area that has shallow soil, and so you may not have deep roots like you would have in other areas. That would be one thing to look at, is the depth of the soil.
That could be. I mean, it's that black clay that takes the clay. But,
right, and you may have white rock.
I know there's a wash that runs down the side of my property, and like maybe 10 to 15 feet below the surface is that white rock.
All right, and if these are anywhere near that wash, then they may just not have the root system to hold themselves up. I don't know. RL, I appreciate your call, but I can't get you any closer. You need to get a certified arborist on site to look at the remaining trees and see what they can figure out. That's the best advice I have. It's not a good answer. I can't tell. I just have to. Sometimes okay. I have to say I don't know. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Pat in Colleyville. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Pat.
Good morning.
You're right. How can I help?
Bagworms on a cedar. Okay. I call it a bush because it's not tall like a Christmas tree.
Right.
Now, I'm going to spray, and my question is, do these sprays act as a retardant so that should I spray another close by tree that doesn't show any bagworms yet?
All right, and is it also a cedar or juniper?
Yes, it's the same thing as the one that's...
Yeah, I'd spray over it. Well, you know what? No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to put it anywhere. You don't need it. You can go out and look by now. How large are the bagworms? Are they half an inch long yet?
Yes, I'd say they're about an inch and a half.
Inch and a half? Okay. Are they still moving?
I don't know. They're just they're hanging there.
Uh-oh. If they're just hanging... Are these this year's bagworms or last year's?
Yes, this year's. I've never seen them on this plant.
All right. Take a breath. Here comes my answer. Hang on. Here it comes.
Okay.
Got an answer coming.
Good.
Bagworms normally will show up early in June. They will very quickly grow from the size of a pencil point, the sharpened end of a pencil, the wood and the graphite part of the pencil. They'll grow from that size to be an inch and a half or an inch to an inch and a half long, including the bag. Early in their lives, they pull the little bags around behind them, just like a trailer behind them, as they feed. They move around on the plant. While they are doing that, it's very easy to control them. And that's why I was telling people about 3 or 4 weeks ago, start watching for bagworms because they're going to be there. And spray at first signs. Don't wait until they tie themselves off. Once they finish their feeding, they will secure themselves to the twigs. They will sequester themselves within the bags, and there's no spray that's going to help on them at that point. They're through. And they will stay in there. They will pupate and form the little moth that comes out next spring and lays eggs. They are in there the rest of the year. And so if they've quit moving, then you're going to have to hand pull them. There's no other way to get rid of them.
And then spraying would be...
Spraying's a waste of time if they have quit moving. Yeah. If they've quit moving. Now, any spray, BT or 7 or Malathion or Permethrin, any of those will control them if they're still feeding. So look closely. There's no point in spraying. You don't need a preventive on this. It's totally curative. And if you don't see them on the plants adjacent, there's no need to spray those plants.
Okay.
There's the answer.
Is there a reason why they seem to only be where the sun shines on the bush and not in the shady part?
No, I don't know that that's the case. Junipers don't grow well in the shade, so you're lucky that the plant didn't get hit because it would sure take it down.
Yeah, it's real old. It was here when I bought this house.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, good luck with it. I appreciate your call. Folks, we're going to take a break for news. We'll begin with an ad for Sunburst Shutters. I am here to tell you from my own firsthand testimonial that this company is just fabulous. You'll hear about them elsewhere, and I'm here to lend my hand to this ad by saying this is a product we have in our house, this is a product I bought with my wife's encouragement, and this is a product I wanted myself. When we added it to our home, it upgraded the look of our house tenfold. It's just a great product. They're polywood shutters. That's a man-made product that looks like wood, but it's so much better than wood because it doesn't crack, it doesn't peel, it doesn't warp or chip or bind up or whatever wood does. Wood shutters are good. In fact, they make wood shutters at Sunburst Shutters. If you need to stain your shutters, that's the thing to do. Have them make you plantation style wood shutters. But for all other needs, please consider polywood. At our home, they look fabulous, they will at your home as well. 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louvers. Let their salespeople come to your home, measure the windows, show you which the three louver sizes. You choose the one that you like best. The bigger the louver, the fewer the lines you have in your window when you open those shutters. They will show you how to make the right choice, and then when they're fit, they are so good looking. That's Sunburst Shutters. They're also in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. The phone number, 214-343-2601. Call to set an appointment and for a free estimate, 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Not just the news around the world, it's the news of your world. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
So many of the plants that we now accept as commonplace got their start in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex at North Haven Gardens. They have led the way since 1951 from that location at 7700 North Haven Road. That's one block west of Central. North Haven Road is between Royal and Forest, and it is parallel to the two, a little closer to Royal than it is to Forest. Way to get there is just take the southbound access road off Central. From Forest, it'll be the second street to the right and one long block, and there you'll be, North Haven Gardens. And when you go in, you will say to yourself, if you've never been there, you'll say, I'm predicting what you'll say, I'm not psychic, Neil was right, this place is incredible. 9 acres of great and unusual plants. It's fun to be there. I was there Thursday night. North Haven Gardens ergonomic garden table, excellent for gardening in small spaces. The waist-high table is perfect for growing vegetables and herbs. It fits great on a patio or a porch. Ask if North Haven Gardens can deliver and set it up in your area. Perfect for a belated Father's Day gift. Fall harvest tomatoes arrive June 21, just in time for Salsa Saturday next June 23. That's their contest. North Haven Gardens will have hybrid and heirloom varieties of tomatoes available for you on June 21. All the great varieties. Go to nhg.com for a complete listing. All their summer bulbs are buy one, get one free, and it includes caladiums, rain lilies, callas, glads, and many more. 7700 North Haven Road, nhg.com, 214-363-5316. They'll be open shortly at North Haven Gardens in North Dallas. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom and welcome Joe Carter, please.
Well, good morning, sir. WBAP News Time is 9:33. At least 181 homes have been destroyed so far in that wildfire raging in Colorado. Terry Anderson runs the Tip Top Guest Ranch. He's used to offering help and not asking. But he needs help since all the food for his horses has burned.
Boots on the ground, they're going to win it. The air support is great, but it's those guys out there with a shovel, they're going to win it.
That wildfire has burned more than 85 square miles, is now 45% contained. President Barack Obama meets tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the first time since voters returned Putin to Russia's top job. They'll meet in Mexico City on the sidelines of the G20 gathering that's expected to focus mainly on the European economic crisis. Iran and six world powers resume talks tomorrow in Moscow. Western diplomats say that if no progress is made, it's unlikely there'll be a follow-up meeting. Meanwhile, Iran's intelligence minister says about 20 people have been arrested for alleged links to assassinations of its nuclear experts. WBAP News Times, 9:34.
Hotspot right now in Dallas, northbound I-35 East Stebbins Freeway at Commonwealth. The highway is shut down with an accident investigation. Traffic is diverted to the service road at Inwood. Also, westbound 635 LBJ between Hillcrest and Preston, reduced to one lane with construction. That is scheduled until noon. This report is brought to you by 99 Cents Only Stores. Have a happy and healthy summer full of savings at the 99 Cents Only Stores. Right now, California peaches, plums, and nectarines are 2 pounds for only 99.99 cents each. Save more. Shop 99 Cents Only Stores first. With the WBAP DriverSelect.com on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
In the WBAP Weather and Touch forecast, partly sunny skies today. I'd see a possible pop-up thunderstorm later in the afternoon. A high in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Again, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening. The partly cloudy after midnight. lows in the mid-70s. Looking at Monday, mostly sunny and a high in the lower 90s. Right now, it is 79 in Dallas. It is 80 in Fort Worth at 9:35. I'm Joe Carter, News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Busy Bees Pest Control, owned by Leland and Lisa Morris, has been in business since 1967. Since 1997, they have grown from a small company. Now they have more than 50 employees, and they have specialists in every area of pest elimination. Now, whatever it is that you need, all the way to bed bug detection, they have their dogs, Alfie and Trapper, highly trained dogs. They thoroughly inspect areas, and that's always a good plan if you're thinking about renting or buying a home. You'll have things checked out first. Always a good plan. But they also do all kinds of pest elimination, and they are super professional in how they do it. I will tell you from my own personal experience, I've been really happy having them aboard as an advertiser, having their help in my life, and I think you will be as well. Busy Bees Pest Service. There was a time a couple of years ago that I was kind of looking for a sponsor that was a pest elimination company, and I asked some friends of mine I might just say governmental or education. I don't want to get any more specific than that because I don't want to make it look like those particular people endorse somebody, but the name Busy Bees came to the top of the list, and when we went out to see the Morrises and the other fine folks at Busy Bees, they said, you bet, please talk about us, and I'm doing that right now, and I'm telling you, they are great. Now, their website is their name, but you have to be kind of crazy to spell it. It's BizzyBees.com. Busy Bees, BizzyBees.com. And here are the phone numbers. There are three numbers. The main number to one of their offices is 972-416-9404. 972-416-9404. In Tarrant County, that main number is 817-838-7311. 817-838-7311. Or toll-free anywhere, 800-INSECTS for Busy Bees Pest Control.
Spring storm season is upon us. Trust meteorologist Brad Barton to let you know what's happening. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
It was 7.5 years ago, 7 years and 2 months ago, I should say, that Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, affectionately known as Baylor Plano, saved our daughter's life. The doctors and nursing staff and all the technicians there saved our daughter's life. And so we are extremely beholden to them. And that is why my wife jumped at the chance to be on the board of Baylor McKinney, which will open on July 6. I don't think the Baylor healthcare system will be offended if I talk about both hospitals in the same breath. They're beautiful hospitals. I've been in the new facility. It's going to be a wonderful addition to our town of McKinney. But I want to talk about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, and specifically the Baylor Scoliosis Center, which is there. It's a disorder of the spine, scoliosis is, in which vertebrae actually rotate and a curve is created in either the upper or the lower back. Well, the Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for 7.5 years. That's where that half year comes that I mistakenly said a moment ago. The hospital has been there 7.5 years. The Scully Score test is the first genetic test to help provide physicians and parents with insight into the possible progression of children's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. A saliva test is taken. The sample is sent to the lab. A couple weeks later, the doctor, the team gets back the results, and a personalized treatment plan is created for your child. It's ideal for children between ages of 9 and 13, those who already have a diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. For more information, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number 4. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. Or request a physician at thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com. Thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com at Baylor Plano.
Niels Berry writes for more than 20 Texas newspapers, and his Complete Guide to Texas Gardening is one of America's all-time best-selling gardening references. Once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Mary. And we go back to our phone lines. We go to Doris in McKinney. Doris, before I take your call, let me give the phone numbers again. We have two lines open right now. If you'd like to call 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We have a good bit of time between now and the top of the hour news, so we can take your call, 800-288-9227. Doris, how can I help you this morning?
Hi. Yeah, this is a question for from my mother who lives up in Denison. Mm-hmm. And she has some Rose of Sharon trees, and one of them is, I wasn't supposed to ask you about the Rose of Sharon. I was supposed to ask you about the crepe myrtle. Sorry. The person told me what I needed to know about the Rose of Sharon.
All right, how can I help you?
But anyhow, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Crape myrtle has, I just sprayed it with some, I guess it's called the, let me look at it here, insecticidal soap. And it looks like somebody has stood over it and sprinkled it with sugar or salt. It's just got all kinds of, tons of white things on it. And
all right, let me ask two or three questions. This crepe myrtle is also in Denison, or is it in McKinney? I'm getting confused by the call.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
It's in McKinney.
And all right. And so have you pressed on any of these white crystals? Press on them if they have a red ooze within them. That is the scale insect that we've been talking about that broke out for the first time in 2004. And the first year that we really had a bad outbreak was 2007.
Okay.
That's the only year that it's been really serious. I have seen some samples that look pretty serious this year, but not like 2007 by any measure. Insecticidal soap is useless on that, according to the research that's been done by Dr. Mike Merchant with Texas A&M.
Okay.
Doris, rather than going through a 10-minute discussion of what Mike has found, I'm going to give you the quick summary, and then I'm going to invite you to look at crapemyrtletrails.org, C-R-A-P-E, crapemyrtletrails.org,
okay,
and click on pests, and you'll see Mike's entire write-up. The systemic insecticide Merit is the one that he has recommended after his Texas A&M research on actually done on El Dorado Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Merit applied in May, applied in June. Those are the times that are most effective, so you need to do it immediately. It should have been done a month ago.
Okay.
And then I would, if I had a bad outbreak of it now, I probably would take a high-pressure sprayer and
mm-hmm.
and put a general-purpose insecticide, even though it wouldn't give really good control. I would try to get as much of that off the stems as I can, because
mm-hmm.
the next step is that it will you'll get a black sooty mold growing in the honeydew that those insects give off.
Okay.
What variety are you growing? Do you know? I'm going to start asking people that, because I'm seeing a lot more of it on some of the newer hybrids than I am on the old indica varieties.
I couldn't tell you on that.
How old is the plant?
It's new.
All right. That's where I'm seeing it more, is on new plants. No crepe myrtle has ever died from this insect, and crepe myrtles are having a beautiful summer this
mm-hmm.
year, so they're still worth planting. But some of the newer varieties seem to, and especially new plants, seem to have this problem. Let's see. The one other thing I wanted to mention to you is there is a ladybug that may show up, and if so, you want to protect that. It is extremely efficient at getting rid of the scale. It's called the twice-stabbed ladybug. It's a black ladybug with two orange spots on its back, one on each wing, and it's actually a beautiful little insect. The nymphs of that, the young ones, don't look anything like a ladybug. Please go to crapemyrtletrails.org, and you can see photos of the young and the adult ladybugs. So that's where I'm going to refer you.
All right, and I can't buy those ladybugs, can I?
No, you wouldn't want to spend the money for them. It's a very specific species,
okay,
and they would be expensive, and plus, as soon as they finish, they're going to migrate somebody else's plants.
Okay.
Merit is your control. That's what you
okay.
need to be using. It's systemic. You put it around the plant. Only that plant has it at that point. Hey, I appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you, Doris. John in Dallas, this is Neil. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I've got a 60-year-old pecan tree, which is crucial for my shade over my house. It is losing bark, and I can't see any new bark forming. It's just a shiny, well, not shiny, but it's just the smooth.
All right, and how is the bark coming off? Do you see big plates of it, or is it just coming off in little chips and chunks?
No, it's big. It's at least palm-sized plates.
All right, and does any of it stand out away from the trunk before it falls, or did it just fall and?
It does seem to stand out somewhat.
All right. I think you need to have an arborist look at that tree and make sure there's not some kind of decay or some other problem going on. Pecans typically shed their bark. It's a very common occurrence. Normally you see other bark beginning to form beneath it when that happens, but a lot of people get very concerned when sheets of pecan bark come off. They may come off in 5 or 8 or 9 inch lengths.
Right.
And the reason that happens is you have a tree that is going along, it hits a dry year, not much happens, and you get a wet year, and suddenly the tree bursts into growth. Well, the bark is a dead tissue. It's not elastic. It can't expand, and so it just pops and pops off. And I'm getting more questions on that on trees this year than I've ever had. In some cases with some oaks, it's hypoxyl and canker, but that's not going to be the case with a pecan. As I say, you probably want to have an arborist just take a look. Yeah, they may say nothing more than it's not a problem.
It sheds on the outside as well as the inside of the trunk. That's why I'm really worrying.
I don't understand that.
Well, I mean, if you look at the tree, the inner part, we'll say more towards the center of the tree, sheds there, and it sheds also on the other side.
The bark is always on the outside. I don't understand the center part.
If you have a shaft of the tree going towards the center of the tree, one of the large branches, put it that way.
You're talking about up and down?
Yeah.
Okay.
It will shed not towards the center of the tree from whence the branch comes. This is towards the base of the tree.
Is this coming off the branches or off the trunk?
Off the trunk.
John, it's my fault. I am totally the bad guy here, but I don't have a clue.
I'm not expressing it.
Yeah,
correctly.
But it doesn't matter where it's happening. I think process is the same. I would do one of two things. I would spend the $50 or $75 for a consultation with a certified arborist or whatever their cost is, or it may be more than that, but it'd be worth it. Or I would at least take a really good photo into a master certified nursery professional at an independent garden center and let somebody see this. You're welcome to post it on my Facebook page. Somebody needs to see this. Without that, just describing a wound to a doctor, I'm not a doctor, but to a doctor, is pretty hard to describe. So let's
agree totally.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if anyone else has been calling in on this problem.
Every day. Every day.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of bark coming off, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have it tended to. So, hey, I appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you. All right, we have a couple of lines open now, and we have a segment left before the top of the hour, so I really would like some calls right now. We have Ann in Colleyville, and then you'll be the next up at, let me get the number for you, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227, 800-288-WBAP. Well, we are closing out in an hour and 12 minutes the offer we've had for a couple of months now that gives you the chance to save a huge amount of money, a huge amount of money on my magazine. Listen to this. Normally $23.95 per year, you're going to pay $14.97 or $8 a year for it, or $99, something like that. Almost $9 less per year. So that's a $27 savings that way. If you look at it from the normal 3-year subscription price that's published in the magazine, it's $59.95. You're paying $44.95. So there's a $15. Any way you cut it, this thing is a deal, and you don't want to miss it. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine features outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. We've been doing it 26 years, and during that time, it has many times been recognized as being the outstanding regional gardening magazine in America. people who go set out to produce a gardening publication for the entire United States, I don't know what they're thinking. I'm sorry, I would not want to be responsible for Maine and San Diego or for Idaho and Memphis. It's just too diverse. Texas is diverse enough, and that's our state, and we try to minister to the needs of the plant people of Texas. I think you'll like our magazine. I think it enough that I'll guarantee all $44.95, I'll refund every penny of it if you're not satisfied. We honor this for new subscriptions, of course. We also honor it for renewing subscriptions. 3 years. Satisfaction guaranteed, new or renewal, for just $44.95, every word written just for Texas. This offer goes away at 11 o'clock today. You need to call immediately, and that's 3 years, $44.95, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I'm a recovering addict. Neil, this is the second time you have interviewed me for Serenity High in McKinney. Before Serenity High, my life consisted of sitting in my house all day and pretty much getting into trouble. I dropped out of school before I came here. I didn't really have any goals for myself. Serenity High is different for me from my old high school because I have a sober environment here. I have a more one-on-one with my teachers, and I have a support team here that I didn't have back at my old school. We have two meetings a week here, and the girls and the guys have separate meetings once a week, and then we have them together. For the girls, I feel like a lot of the girls who are really shy, they actually talk about their problems in there. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a time,
serenity. Thank you very much, Samantha. She is just a delight, and indeed, it was my second time with her. She is just a really good spokesperson for that wonderful school. Shades of Green Nursery is at 7401 Coit Road in Frisco. That is 2 miles north of Highway 121, a couple miles south of Main Street in Frisco. They're open today, 10 until 5, Monday through Saturday, 8 until 5:30, and they are worth the trip from anywhere. Rob Weir, I don't want to say that he specializes in native plants. He has everything you could want, but he really leans toward the xerophytic, the drought-tolerant, the water-conscious plants. He is a very strong leader in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, a very strong leader in water conservation, and he has surrounded himself with great people and great plants in that 7-acre nursery. Annuals and perennials of all kinds, beautiful plants, beautiful, beautiful trees and shrubs at Shades of Green, and they have the staff to help you as well. Their phone number is 972-335-9095, 972-335-9095, shadesofgreeninc.com, shadesofgreeninc.com. Again, 7401 Coit, 2 miles north of 121 in Frisco. It's Shades of Green. All right, and let me tell you right now then about, I guess something misfired there, about Bonide, Bonide Sedge Ender. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Bonide's Sedge Ender. Bonide Sedge Ender is the ultimate systemic nut sedge, grassy, and broadleafed weed killer. It kills and prevents most weeds right down to the roots with just one application. Sedge Ender won't harm lawn grasses. It can be applied from now until late fall. Sedge Ender is available in a concentrate that will cover up to 8,700 square feet. So don't wait. Pick up some Bonide Sedge Ender today. Rid your lawn of nut sedge this weekend. Sedge Ender is available at Lawnland in Denton, Guerin's Nursery in Granbury, and the Plant Shed in the Fort Worth Metroplex. Or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. And while you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid, or download it directly to your computer. That's Bonide Sedge Ender, and the website again is Bonide.com. Back to our phone lines. Let me get back to my call screen here. And indeed, we have Ann in Colleyville. Thanks, everybody, for calling. How can I help you, Ann?
Good morning.
Hi.
My problem is knockout roses. This is the third year of these particular plants. I have a row about six or eight along the driveway. They're brilliant and grown brilliantly. And then just in the last month or so, started with one, now spreading to the others. Lots of yellow leaves dropping off.
All right. So what variety of knockout do you have? There are many types of knockout. Which one do you have?
I don't know.
What color is it?
Kind of a fuchsia pink leaning towards red.
Okay, but it's not the original red knockout or double red knockout. Yeah,
the reason I'm asking,
Ann, I'm really not trying to hang you on details, but the original knockout rose, which was a semi-double, kind of verging towards single red, that is the most popular of all of them, the one you see so many places. That one was the only, I think, of the original 12 Earthkind roses. I believe it was the only modern rose to make that list, which meant that it was just darn near bulletproof. It did not have black spot and powdery mildew. What you're describing is black spot. That just sounds for all the world like black spot, the disease. And I would look online, and what I would do is, I'm still the one guy in America using Yahoo for my search engine, and I'll just enter photo black spot roses, and it'll take you to 8 million photographs of black spot, and you say, yep, that's what I'm looking at. And if that's the case, then you could put a fungicide on it. There are fungicides that are labeled for black spot, but I will also tell you that June and then subsequently July and August will take care of the disease for you. Next year, if you have a rainy spell, you may have to treat. Normally with knockout and the other Earthkind roses, you'll never have to spray them. That's the reason A&M has done such a heroic job of doing that research on which ones are bulletproof, will not require spraying. But it sounds to me like that's what you have is black spot, and the low humidity of midsummer will take care of it.
Okay, pulling off the yellow leaves then is a good idea.
That's a good idea. Just don't handle healthy leaves when you're doing it, because you'll be carrying the spores with you when you do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't mess with it.
Well, we did trim them back, and they do look like the ones that are all over town, that are used in medians, and, I mean, I think it is the most common kind.
Well, I have not seen black spot ever be much of a problem on my knockouts, my single red knockouts. I imagine it's one of the close cultivars closely related. I got to run. Folks, if you're on hold, stay with me. We're back right on the other side. We have one more hour, so stay tuned. We'll be back.